Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Happy Monday, BTN News listeners! Welcome to today's installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. How was your weekend? Don't worry, five more days and we'll be back at it again. It is the 13th of March, 2017. All the best technology news that did happen over the weekend coming your way, as always, in about 5 minutes. Those lovely little captures. Yes, you know, when you go to a website, oh, please enter this. We want to make sure you're not some beeping robot. Well, Google's finally doing us all a favor and is going to kill the things. Thank you. That's right. With the latest new captcha, Google says you'll no longer have to input anything at all. That's nice. Yes, the new captcha. And in case you didn't know, captcha actually means completely automated public Turing test to tell computers and humans apart. Here's your trivia on your Monday. Has been completely overhauled. Pretty much all you're going to have to do now, which I'm sure you've seen before, is hit a little checkbox that says, no, I'm not a stinking robot. This version now will determine the user's humanity simply by how they click. If the click seems a little, doesn't seem very human-like, another test will be offered after that. So, as long as us humans know how to click like a human, we should be good to go, and no more of this trying to transcribe whatever the hell words are mumble-jumbled on the screen. Sick of Siri on iOS just like a lot of Apple users are right now? Well, Cortana's got an update. Yes, it's looking all nice and fresh now, replacing the old black and blue aesthetics with a now more nice and inviting interface. So users can tap on a couple of buttons and get Cortana to create, say, an alarm, set a reminder. You can even have her tell you a joke if you want. Other nice features you're seeing in the new redesigned Cortana iOS app? It now has messaging and calling capabilities. So say you ask Cortana to make a damn phone call for you, that'll fire up the iPhone dialer in a jiffy. Hey, with all this talk of AI and robots, let's get on over to California, dude. That's because California is going to allow human-less self-driving car tests pretty soon. That's right. The Department of Motor Vehicles in California will now make it easier for automakers and, of course, tech companies to get their autonomous cars up and running in that state. Now, with the new proposed regulations, this means that a human will actually not need to be inside the car while the car is driving itself. At least during the test drives, that is. They also went on to say that if auto companies and tech companies don't really want to put any pedals or steering wheels in the new cars either, they don't have to. So there, they could save a little more money and put it more into AI. Now, if they could only get some artificial intelligence at the DMV for all of us humans that have to go in and do crap, that would be the thing I think most humans would be grateful for. And finally, heck, while we're in California, let's just stay there and go to San Francisco. Yeah, thinking about maybe going there, thinking about maybe moving there, maybe building a house there? Well, don't bother building a house there. Just 3D print the damn thing. That is, if you can get the San Francisco-based company to come back from Russia and do it for you. Yes, a San Francisco-based startup has actually went over to Russia, yes, in a Russian town, and has 3D printed a house. We don't know if it's for Putin or not. That remains to be seen. The name of the company, Apis Core, has printed a 400-square-foot building. I know, that's pretty damn small to be called a house. Of course, this can be applied to several rooms, meaning you could make up a house. What's even more astonishing about this, we all know how long it freaking takes to build a house. Well, this room took about 24 hours to build. Holy moly! So maybe you could, like, build a whole house, like, in a week. Now, of course, not everything can be done on a 3D printer. There was some manual labor involved, of course. Of course, you had to go in and paint the thing. And you had to install a roof on top, too. Plus, to make it feel more homey, of course, you had to move in a sofa. You kind of needed a range to cook on. And a little TV for entertainment. Hey, if you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, that is our website. Please go on over, check it out for yourself. Get subscribed to all of our wonderful podcasts while you're over there, too. Like our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And our Slack room with our BTN community. We'd love for you to join our community. Do that at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be back with your Tuesday installment, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, take a deep breath. It's Monday. And thank you very much for listening.